Okay, as I mentioned last week, in honor of the weather, we have easy simin hay, relatively. We're up to Siv Dalid. We learned last week about the times that Beis Din sits, which relative to most of Chayshim Mishpat is something easier. As a matter of fact, Siv Dalid is really a Mishnah Shabbos and a Simen Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Lamed Beis. So we're going to learn a little of our Chaim. As many of you know, there's a Mishnah Shabbos that in the first parak has a list of things we don't do Erev Shabbos Samach Lemincha, and actually we don't do any day without davening. It says one of them is Ein Yashim Bedin, and you don't sit down to eat, and you don't be Isaac in a Borsiki, which is something I definitely was Mekayim, was never Isaac in a Borsiki, Erev Shabbos, etc. So the Ein Yashim Bedin is here, and Mimela will do a little bit, we'll see a little bit that has to do with Erev Chaim as well. We're up to Siv Dalet. Siv Gimel gave the standard times for a Beis Din to sit. It's the morning before the Shah Shishis. The Gemara says that people should eat before noon. Also something I'm generally very careful to do. And afterwards the eating is Kazarek Evan Bechemas. So Dayanim should only sit until the end of Shah Chamishis. That was Siv Gimel. Now Siv Dalet talks about an optional time for Bati Dinim to sit, and that's in the afternoon. So Ein Yashim Bedin B'tchila Shah Shviyis, that's Chatzais. The beginning of the seventh hour is noon. Once noon comes, you don't start a Din Torah. Afilu Ligmar Hadin, even if you already had the Din Torah. See, only coming to the Gemar Din, so that shouldn't take so long. You have 6 hours to daven mincha. But afilu ligmar hadin, don't even do Gemar Din, achi yispalu tfilas mincha. So the Sma Yud Beis, the second wide line, says why? Afilu ligmar hadin, atam. Shema yiru adayonim tam chadash, b'taynoisam. Maybe the dayonim are going to come up with a new argument. V'yangzeru midaitam harishayna, and then they'll change their minds. V'yatchila sadin v'yutrudim v'yishkhu melespal mincha, and they'll be torud, and they're going to forget to daven mincha.
Aren't they not allowed to recant on testimony that they gave already? In
not a testimony on the lumdis. It means those the edim can't change. You're right, but the dionim themselves, they can discuss it and come to a different conclusion. Well, they have half a day. Well, they don't have to finish today. They can finish tomorrow. The Beis Din is not limited. We're just afraid they'll get carried away and forget to daven mincha. The seventh hour is noon. So how many hours do you have? Noon yesterday was a little after 12. Well, yesterday was 10 after 12. Shabbos was 10 after 5. You have 5 hours. They don't have to finish the din. They could continue tomorrow. They continue the next day. We're just afraid they'll miss mincha. Anyway, back here, if they did start, even in the very beginning. Now the parentheses here makes a slight difference. The way it says, if you start, you have to stop. The parenthesis says, "Emeschilu afil tchilas din emafsekin." Slight difference between the two. Obviously, the correct one is emafsekin. It says afil tchilas din, even if it's a brand new din taira, it can't be emafsekin, because then it would be even if it's a gemar din emafsekin. So afil tchilas din emafsekin, afilu shigias mamicha ketana, even when it comes to zman mamicha ketana. They still have to make sure they have time to daven. So, but the eved, they could do the din. And if they sat they started, it's Mesamel Rechtana, then we are Mafsik. I'm going to explain that and how it's Negev to Emil as well. But first, what's the earliest you could have a Mincha? 12 and a half hours. 6 and a half hours. 12, if 12 is no, 12:30. So why does it say in Yeshiv Bedin Mitchila Shah Shvias? Why does it say you can't do it from noon? It should say you can't do it from 12:30. So there are two possible answers to that. What a logical answer. Well, let's see. Smayir Aleph. Smayir Aleph says one thing. The first white line. Mitchila Shah Shvias Hatam. Why from noon? The Ozma Mincha Min Hadin. Really, Min Hadin, the Zman of Mincha, which is the time you can make a car, Tamei Shoben Arbayim, is 1 minute, or 1 second afternoon. Kumesh Kasa Baruch Hayim Ha'ishah Mebeis. Ela Shachachamim Amru, Shiyamtin Oid Chatzi Shah, Ad Sheyinte HaShemesh. Via Nicker, they were afraid you'll make a mistake. So they waited until the sun is already off center. And it'll be very nicker that it's the afternoon. He might make a mistake. So, therefore, they added 30 minutes. So, you daven mincha from the 30-minute mark and on. So, according to this, why is it start from noon? It starts from noon because that's the ikar adin. The ikar adin, this ma mincha is noon. So, what? So I'll tell you a slight nafkamina. 1 second. What? Okay, 1 second, good. The Urim V'Tumim writes on this sma, why do you gotta go into this? He says, we always do 30 minutes before, in the morning also, before Alois, you're not supposed to start a meal half an hour before Alois. So half an hour is a safety zone. So why does he have to say? Because that noon is this Mamin Hadin. 30 minutes is sort of a safe time to start a big ASIC beforehand. The turns out I have two reasons why from noon, either because that's the Min Hadin's man, or because that's the 30 minutes is added just to play it safe. Now here's the big question. The 30 minutes that you have to add after Chatzais is Shoyz Maniyais or Shoyz Shavais? Is it 30 minutes? Or in the summer, where the day could be, instead of 12 hours long, let's say it's 15 hours long, so you're adding another 3 hours, another quarter. So the 30 minutes would be 30, what's a quarter of 30 minutes? Is 7 and a half minutes. It would be 37 and a half minutes. Now, it may not sound like a big nafkamina, 7 minutes, big deal. But when you're trying to get on the 1:30 flight in El Al in Newark, and you want to get mincha beforehand, and you want to start mincha before the boarding, it's a very big nafkamina if you have to wait 7 and a half minutes. Matter of fact, the first time I heard this, that I remember hearing it, I was there, it was a flight, and someone said, you have to wait. You need Shoyz Maniyais. I don't remember what time of the year it was exactly. And to me, it didn't make any sense. Why Shoyz Maniyais? Why is there 30 minutes? It's a geder, achintu tzolole, until the sun, it's a geder. You shouldn't make a mistake before Chatzais, after Chatzais. So if it's a geder, the geder should always be the same amount you can make a mistake. But it's not really that way, because the difference, the sun moves the same speed in the sky in the winter and in the summer. What happens, if we were to go outside and watch the sun for 6 hours, today, when it's a winter day, obviously, and the middle of the summer, the travel of the sun rose at 7 a.m. The moon's arc would be exactly the same, would take the same amount of time for it to travel, basically the same amount. What would change is where in the east it comes up. Instead of the sun goes in an arc to the south, it hits its maximum south, and then it turns. where it rises across the street. When I stand at I face Mizrach. If I look at sunrise, I can't see it. There are houses across the street. But now, the sun is coming up down the block by David Horowitz's house. Down the block to the right. When we did Birchas Hachama, it came up almost over the avenue. Almost over. You were in the middle of the avenue, you could see where it came up. If you go now in the middle of the avenue, you're not going to see the sun at sunrise. What changes is the arc, the length of the arc. But the actual traveling is basically the same. There's a very slight difference. So the 30-minute Yintut Tzlal Yerev would be exactly, it would be, for practical purposes, exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't seem to make sense. It should be Shoyz Maniyos. What's interesting is the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura in Shaar HaTzion, he has a taina. The taina is, this is in Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Ches. V'nira li afilu chatzi shah sh'acha chatzais l'mincha gadayla, hu gam kein shoyz maniyos. He said that's also shoyz maniyos. Why? D'habi gemara ika tarvayu ki adadi. Tesu mechza l'mincha gtana. When it says 9.5 hours is shoyz maniyos, the 9 hours are certainly shoyz maniyos. V'sheishu mechza l'mincha gadayla. Chechi disham uzmaniyos, achi na mincha gadayla uzmaniyos. So he says it's shoyz maniyos. Af l'chayr kimin daisifu chatzis shah k'desh la yitu deno b'kiim so achli es tamil chatzis shah he tiny is that taka. If it's, you don't make a mistake, it should be the same amount of time. Adayin tzarachin. So when you want to get on a flight, you don't know. So what do? You take the shorter time or the longer time? Mishabura says tzarachin. So l'chayra, this should depend. What's it in b'di'eved if you dive in that half hour? Let's say someone made a mistake and he dive in mincha in the half hour. Now, if you're going to say it's not gedavent, so I'm not taking any chances. Shoyz maniyos, shoyz shavus, I don't want to dive in a time that it's nishgedavent. On the other hand, if you hold that it's a lechatchila, that it's b'di'eved, it's gedavent, so for a lechatchila, I'll rely on the shortest man so I can dive in like a mensch with a minion. Instead of getting on the plate and having a problem, because mincha later, when they finish serving, it's easy to make a minyan. But when they're serving, it's not, you can't really make a minyan. So that's a very big nafkamina. So what's the din? B'di'eved, if you daven in less than 12 and a half hours. So you go back to the Mishnah Brura. And Mishnah Brura, he says the following. Also at the beginning of Reish Lamed Gimel, and this is Sivkot and Beis, and Mishnah Brura itself. The Shulchan Aruch said, Vav Shoyz Umechza. Listen, Mishnah Brura. Mashma, Mikaydim Lechem Lo Yotza Afilu B'di'eved. Ken Kosovo Gen Avram. Yesh Mechreinim Disri Olay. After Lechatchila, Osel Spal Kam Shul Chatzis Shoa, Kogim B'di'eved, Shispal Bezul Chatzis Shoa, he says, b'di'eved, so yesh emrim is good. What's the halacha? Sharetzi and Vav, he brings a bunch of names, and he ends up, p'tzarechi and l'maisa. So the Mishnah Brura doesn't do us so much good. He did two shilas that we have, he has tzarechi on each one. Is it tzarechi and b'shoyz maniyos, tzarechi shavais? Tzarechi and b'di'eved, if it's good, I mean, you're not going to daven again. But it sounds like you would have to take the later of the two zmanim, the shoyz maniyos or the shoyz shavos, and daven then. So I don't know what to say. I was in Israel last week. I had a choice: the 5 p.m. flight or 9 p.m. flight. Now I was only in Israel for about 30 hours, so the 4 hours would be significant. But the 5 p.m. flight, I wouldn't be able to have mincha with a minyan. Because Shkia was about 5 o'clock, and when you're flying in the way we fly, the sun sets very quickly. So I ended up davening 9 p.m. rather than 5 p.m. so that I could daven mincha with a minyan, and ma'ariv with a minyan. But you can't, because 5 p.m. is takeoff. That you board before five.
You get to the gate
what?
You get to the gate
but you can't, you I'm sorry, not Mincha Maariv. I would have got a minyan for Mincha, not a minyan for Maariv. I would have a problem with a minyan for Maariv because 5 p.m. was Shkia. Mincha was taka, no problem. 5 o'clock was a problem with minyan. With minyan for Maariv, because as you fly, it's... So at any rate, so I went 4 hours later just to daven. So I davened here at the early minyan. I went to the airport from here. So, okay, so anyway, it's two tzarechians by Mincha. One is whether you yitzu b'di'evan, and one whether you go with shoyis manias. So I don't know what to do. What happens at the gate is everyone Googles this man. Some people get a place that does shoyis manias. Some people do that get shoyis shavai. So who wins? The ones that start first. The ones who want to wait, they don't win because they're waiting. And the ones who, so they start. So if they do chazaras hashat, you can at least daven with them chazar sashat. It's also a man of Tefillah B'tzibur. That's so bad. But anyway, what? It's very quick. Dilchatzais is not the way the plane flies. This man will go very quickly. It could be. I find shachris. I find it's easier to get a minion than Maariv. Maariv shachris. There's a Vesikin's man, and now they even have it on the plane. So by Vesikin, there are enough people that just get up and go, and they feel there's no minyan on Vesikin. Maariv is very, very hard. I once went for a simcha. It was very disappointing. It was the Thursday. Rosh Hashanah was Monday. And it was Thursday. I was going for a simcha. They bought me a business class seat. That was fine. They will see them. They're going to the Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah. So it was one of those flights. I asked him, "You want to have Maariv?" He says, "No, in Achilu Hashem, I'm davening in the Platz." So I went over to the stewardess. This is business class. So I said, "No problem, I'll clear it for you." I went over. I said, "The stewardess said, no problem, I'll clear it for you." It's very hard to get them to go. So if I found one way to do it. If you say I have to say Kaddish, then they come. So I have to. It's true. I have to say Kaddish. Everybody has to say Kaddish by Maariv. So you say I have to say Kaddish. I'm a chiyuv to the Amor Minyan. Also, there are many more people per square foot in a car.
Yeah.
Pashtus, if there are no 10, it's not Tefillah B'tzibur. The Chasam Sofer writes that it's an Ikar Tefillah B'tzibur. The Pashtus is that it has a man. Now, 1 minute. So we have two Shitas, Shoyis Manias and Shoyis Shavais. Now, there's an Afkamina between this man and Orem V'tumim here. Why, they ask, why can't you do a Din Taira Chatzais? What's wrong with the extra 30 minutes of Chatzais? The Sma said, because Ikar Adin is Chatzais. Min Adin, so that's real Chatzais. That's astronomical Chatzais. The Dor V'Tumim says, no, because we add 30 minutes always as a safety. We always add 30 minutes. Always add 30 minutes, that's Shoy Shaveh's Pashtus. So the Nafkamina would be in a case where the half hour Cheshbin for Mincha is Shoy's Maniyais, is 37 minutes. If you're doing it because the Ikar Adin, so then it's Chatzais. If you're doing it, so you want to add 30 minutes for safety, that's like by Shachris, so that's 30 minutes, not 37 minutes. So it would be a slight difference between them. The Mechaber here is saying, Ein Yoishim Mincha Gedayla. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The truth is that the way we paskin, what it says here in Shulchan Aruch is Mincha Gedayla, Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedayla, Ein Yoishvin, but B'di'evet, Ein Mafsikin. Ramah said, Mincha Ketana, Ein Yoishvin, and B'di'evet, Mafsikin. What about eating a meal? So we paskin, and I'm looking now at Reish Lamed Beis. The Mechaber says, "Liyeshiv Adam listaped, let's take a haircut. Samal chamincha, achi espal, loyikanis lamerchitz, laborsiki, loyledin, loylechoel, filasud ketana, samal chamincha gedayla." Mechaber says, "Samal lamincha gedayla, v'mhischa lechem ayam enei mafsik." That's what it says in the Mechaber, that it goes from that zman. The Ramah, liti down, we paskin, yesh chalkim, v'sfir lehu, sudaktana mutter, eni yaser rak sudas nesu in oimila, only a significant meal. V'yashem hafla sudakadayla, samal chamincha gadayla shari. That the only yesa we pass like the Mandiyamar in the Gemara, that only Suda Ketana is awesome. That Suda Micha Ketana is awesome. So the Ramah brings the minig, our minig, is that you can eat a meal before Micha Gedaila. Meal b'Suda Gedaila, yesh lahach me'a filo samlach Micha Gedaila. Suda Gedaila, like if you're making a pinyan aben or a bris Suda in the afternoon, or you have a mitzvah suda in the afternoon, you make the afternoon suda, you should daven first, which is what we do. But Bikur Adin, you're allowed to eat the regular suda, typical meal, before by Micha Gedaila, the Sridim have to be machba like the Rambam, like the Mechaber, that even Micha Gedaila, and we do Micha Ketana, and so for us it's mutter unless it's a significant suda. By Micha Ketana it's already not mutter. Once you hit the Micha Ketana it's not mutter. And all right. It does have a heta here in a place where the shamish goes around to call people to minyan. It doesn't mean Africa shamish, but someone goes around to remind you, then there's a heta to start. I don't know why it's not brought here, but it's brought here. What? So an alarm clock or a note, an alarm clock that says words. I very often turn my watch upside down to be a reminder. And I always notice it, but I forget what it's a reminder for. So you have to have words that say what a reminder for. But what about a wife? Yeah, okay. Recommended. Okay, at any rate, this is the din of Micha Gedaila, Micha Ketana. The last sif, Me'imasai Hava Ascholas Adin, Sheschilu Baladinim Litoin, when the Baladinim start to talk, Oi, Shenisatfu Hadayanim, when the Dayanim put on their robes, which we don't do today, so I believe it says that already in Smat HaZayin, that Pirisha Dayanim Hoyu Biyameya, and Yoshim Metalis Yisayim, Ubisudareim Shalem, Utafim, Me'imas Ashchina, they sat in the talesim and sudarim, the outer garments. Mnei emes hashchina, k'day shaloi yiftu ana v'ana. And nowadays we're not knowing that way. I don't know why, but what?
It won't
help. Either it won't help, or we have emes adin anyway. I'm not sure. What? Could be there with film too. Could be, right? At any rate, this is the Zman. There's one more Nakuda, and that's in the Kesef Kadashim. Alpi Zayar, it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan brings this as well. He doesn't always bring a Zayar. He says, Mashakasa b'Zayar, Parashas Mishpatim, this week's parasha. Dikuch HaFez Amar Halef, Le'in Yedine Mamedeh, Shaloi Lodun, Kim Kaidim Achila V'Shtia. Dayanim shouldn't sit in din unless they have not yet had anything to eat or drink. It doesn't mean they should eat nothing that day before the Mishpat. Sharev Nachman Omar, Baba Kama, Davayim Beis, Dolei Achilna Bistra Detura, Ayidezeh Loitzila Daite Kolkach, Bedina Mominis. A person is hungry and thirsty, the mind is not so clear. He said Bistra Detura, you gotta have a steak. Vare Tamin Hayadon, Halacha l'maisa, dini maminis, he always answered shailus, whether it was halacha l'maisa, dini maminis, v'dainahu, and he was a dayan, v'dachas l'umkin didina, v'les t'charim lo didina kavasei, and he was an expert, Rav Nachman, the dardiki, right, he paskin, the Gemara says, he paskin that you can write a certain type of shtar. So the Gemara says he wrote the shtar. So they came to him and they said, the Resh Galusa came to him, he was the son-in-law of the Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa said, you heard Rabbi Yehuda ripped up your shtar. Your shtar you wrote, they ripped it up. So the Gemara says, or Nachman said, Dardiki Karolishtara. So there are two, the Gemara has two girsas. Either Darna Karolishtara Bitmiya, was it a child that ripped it up? Rabbi Yehuda probably saw, I made some mistake. Ikha the Amri, Dardiki Karolishtara. Everybody compared to me is a Dardiki. Like, you know, when you learn the first thing, it's so nice. He wrote a shtar. Someone ripped up your shtar. You say, probably knew what he was doing. It's like a user-friendly Gemara. The second, the Ikidiyari says, you know, we speak for ladies, you only read the first one. The second one says, Dardiki Karol Ishtara, Kuli Amal Gavi Didi Kedardiki Dami. You know, who's Rabbi Yehuda? Compared to me, Dine Mamin is a Dardiki. So that's what he's referring to. You say, Rav Nachman, less the Chochem Lodin Dina Kavosei. She's matmi on the Zayar that it can't be after fast. Before Kfura, somebody's in charge of Kfura, not supposed to eat. It means not supposed to eat a Sudas Kava. So I'll put him up his Zaya, you don't eat. I don't think this Zaya, the Nayag like, I never
had such a thing.
That was, yeah, last week's piece that, that was Sif Kimmel, right? It's my Shiva Steyanim, is because Talmud Chacham eats the sixth hour.
You don't say, Osek Mitzvah, that the
right. So we don't say Asif Mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah that that's nachas to do now. We have Shokhaim Shnei, and even I say it's not Eichaloisa say. So something that's not Zimana, I don't think we say. So it's watching a chayla is taka potter. Watching a mace is potter. I had it once. I had it when Avraham Yerozen fell off a shalom. I was in the hospital and he passed away. So it was early in the morning. So I had a case where I was watching, I was the only one there, so I was watching the mace, and, okay. Okay, anyway, Simen Vav. Ad Kama Donin. We go to a new Simen, a very short Simen. Ad Kama Donin. Funny language, Ad Kama, but there you see right away what it's talking about. Ein Yoishvin Bedin. Ein Adiyonim Yoishvin Lode Bedin. Pachas Meshaba Pruta. I mean, it could say, Yo Ayesha Bidim for a Shabbat Pruta. But it's saying, but not less than a Shabbat Pruta. Rizkakul, a Shabbat Pruta. If Ruben and Shimon have it in Torah, over a Shabbat Pruta, Gaimrim Dinam Afil Apachas Meshabbat Pruta. Now, when Gaimrim the Din, even for less than a Shabbat Pruta, it sounds like a very simple sif. What? You make a conversation. You should know that the Gemara says, let's say a dayan has two people fighting over a dollar. So you'd think, I give them each a dollar and save myself the headache. The Gemara says not to do that. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, when two aniyim came, he paskin the halacha, and if the psak was over, he gave the one who lost, he gave him his tzedakah to pay. So why did he give it the tzedakah right away? The Gemara is saying that a din is a din, you have to paskin a din. And then you want to give tzedakah, you give tzedakah. It's when it's a din tire. When they come for an eitzah, the eitzah would be to not bother to fight over the amount. Now, so the simon sounds simple enough. Shach Aleph alludes to a major sugya when we learn kedushin in yeshiva. Pachas mishava pruta ubekelim. What happens is they're fighting over a kli. Over a kli that's not worth a pruta. They're fighting over what could be a keli that's not worth a pruta. It's a lot to figure out. But let's say they're fighting over a grape. A grape is not a keli. What?
A plastic cup.
So let's say they're fighting over a cup that's not worth a pruta. So, mekev niskakel l'poshah brutkel l'kamon simen peiches sim gimel. Ken kosav haran, v'yibesi aysev r'sim peiches, chaymashra, etc. There's a whole tumult. In the yeshivas, we learn around Bezom and Bezom Kedushin. There's a Rajba there. The Rajba talks, if you make Kandish and Isho less than a Pruta, it says it's not a Kedushin. Why? Well, chayshu shemesh put the b'mare, but the ikra is not a kedushin. Why do you b'kadosh with a kli that's worth less than a pruta? So the Rashba says in Dinei Shvua, which is what it's alluding to in Teches's next volume, people don't care about it. But a kli, people do care about. Now it's interesting, you could have a kli worth less than a pruta, or an item at least, worth less than a pruta that's significant to people, because an item that has value to an individual for sentimental reasons may not be worth a pruta, but a person would want it very badly. Value goes by market value. So if someone has a picture of his great-grandfather, and you know, it's the only picture he has of his great-grandfather, so in the market, unless his great-grandfather was the Chafetz Chaim or something, but generally it's not worth money in the market. And he would go to a din Torah over it, because to him, it has value. Now, what? It would work. The Gemara seems to say that Lididi Shavali works. It says Rav Kahana shokel sudra b'pidyon haben. Gemara says Rav Kahana took a sudra. It wasn't worth five shkalim. He said Lididi Chazali, that for me I need what? What? Oh, so this was a pidyon haben. So there was no woman. He said, "Di shavali, to me it's worth it." The Gemara says, "V'dafka Rav Kahana de Gabra Rabahu." Dafka Rav Kahana, if you just say Lididi Chazali, we're not curious what you say. But he was a Gabra Rabahu who needs to have a Sudr, so it was the Derech of a Gabra Rabahu to go with a Sudr on his head. So Dafka Gabra Rabahu, the Gemara says, Lididi Chazali, it has to be not, the Randir says, it has to be not Batla Daite as a Kol Adam, it has to be a normal claim. And then it works. So, I think it's based on the Rashba talks about the by kedushin. If she says l'didi chazali, whether it's good, it doesn't even have to be. The Rashba says a kli, but I think they talk about mekadosh b'tamra. You give her a date, and it's worth it. That's the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech declares. What happens if to the giver it's not a pruta and to the recipient is? So let me tell you the Mishmael's case. Mishmael says, Kigoin, take something worth less than a pruta, say, Hari Amakudeshusli, and you throw it to her. In mid-air, the price goes up on that item, and now it's worth a pruta. By the time she receives it, the Mamash Mishmael's case, it's worth less than a pruta. You throw it, you say, Abagadeshusli Bazoo, you throw it to her. She's not Abagadeshusli, she gets it. What? When she gets it, the market price went up, and it's worth a pruta. That's his clair. The clair is, you see, he clairs whether by kedushin the man has to lose a pruta, or the woman has to get a pruta.
But when she got it, the pruta wasn't protected, the price went up.
So that's a good taina. It's a good taina that we taina always the Mishlamel, because the mid-air was still his. Yeah. I mean, it's a taina. He gives another example of you, Mekandish. Isha with Isuri Hanoa, but she's a chayla who's allowed to eat it. She's like a derechila. So Mekadish a chayla, to you it's worth nothing, Isuri Hanoa, but she, to her, she's a chayla, she's allowed to eat Isuri Hanoa, she's like a derechila. And so that's another example of the Mishnah Melech. So Mishnah declares whether you need he should lose a pruta or just she should get a pruta. The Rambam's lashon is that he has to lose a pruta also. All right, it's nothing to do with what we're talking about. You can't be mekadesha with the hanoa that she knows she's getting it. She has to actually get it. It has to be value that she could, that has current value to her. It has to be, that's what we're talking about. If he throws, well, the medicine's worth a pruta to everybody. It's no shaila. The shaila
loses value in the air. Then
she never received a pruta. Definitely not. That's what it sounds like. Definitely not. She never got a pruta, so it's not. It's not going
to
be.
The guy that charges money, so it's not worth it. You go to even $100 to go
This is Rabbi Naftali on it. My father always teased me to find a pasuk. I look for a Gemara. I didn't remember where the Gemara was, but I remember it's a Ketzais of the Gemara. There's a Rabbi Naftali and the Ketzais. So I look at Rabbi Naftali, look at the Ketzais, find the Gemara, and they tell me where the pasuk is. My father had time just to start to wait and to remember where Pesukim are. Anyway, getting back, it is a significant shaila if there's such a thing. Now here, I just want to share with you a kasha I had. It was the story from a Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but it's a kasha I had on every suffix kesef kedushin. Every time you make, it's a cheshmish for shaila. If you make kaddish an isha with something that creates a suffix kedushin. Let's say you give her Isuri Anon, she's a Chayla, and Mishkal Melech lives at Tzarkin. It's a Safi Kedushin. Or the Gemara. The Gemara has a number of examples of cases where it's a Safi because she's Mekudeshes. So, let's say I give a woman something. Shemesh Abaputama, there's Safi Mekudeshes. So, I give her something, and it's a Safi Kedushin. So, what's the din? So, Kol Dvar Meluba, she needs a get to remarry. She doesn't get anything from me, Safi Kedushin, doesn't get mom, and she's stuck. Every Safi Kedushin, if I'm a Kaddish woman with something, and it's a Safi Kedushin, I'm entitled to my money back. Apichaisha Mishpat. I didn't give it to her to be Safik married to her. I give it to be very Vadi married. The Gemara is a Kesh, Makaddish Betamra. You're a Kaddish woman with a date, and it's a question if it's worth a pruta. Safi Kedushin. Why is this Safi Kedushin? I gave her a date. I said, I'm a Kedushin Bezu, and I give her a date. I give her a Tamra. Now, the Rav Paskin, Safi Kedushin. So I said, I want my Tamra back. I didn't marry her. I didn't give up my Tamra to receive a Safi Kedushin. I did it to receive a Vade Kedushin. Why is every Safi Kedushin of Kesef, it should be Vade, not a Kedushin? Because once I get it back, then she's certainly not Mekudeshes. If I gave it to her in a way that she can't keep it, she has to give it back. This is one of my, you know, sometimes at a chasna, you sit with Tamid Chachamim, you can't ask them shot in this third line of Taisus, you're sitting at a wedding. But this question, I've asked many, why it is this way? I haven't really gotten a good answer. What? She has to give it back because... I'm sure it is. Afshar is nish. But I'm entitled to it back. But I don't want to... She's musik. She's only... But it's a mekatos. If I buy a car from you and I give you money for it and it doesn't work, so I can get it back. I gave a kedushin and it doesn't work. If I want to be married to her, I can't go do a chuppah and live with her unless I give another kedushin. So it doesn't work. No, every mekatos is that way. Every man, it's a mekatos. It's a mekatos. I should have to get my money back. She took it. She took the date. I said, I remember the Tamrazu. It's a Gemara's case. I remember the Tamrazu. So Gemara says, now what's a pruta here? Shemeshav pruta b'madai. So it's a suffix mekudeshes. So why don't I get it back? And once I get it back, she's vadai not married. I don't know.
Like that guy does a deal with somebody, and he assumes it works this way. He goes to the notary and loses.
He gets his money back.
He always gets his money back? He says...
He gets his money back if it's clear he gave it with the assumption that something would happen, and that thing doesn't happen. Well, there are cases. Each case you have to be bound, but there's no question. If I go to someone and I say, "I'm giving you a tamra, I'm giving you the tamra, I'm giving you a pruta, I want it to be chal, I'm buying from you this $1 million house. It used to be $1 million house, expensive house. Now you say $1 million house, garnished. You know, I'm buying this $10 million house, and I say I want the kedushin to be chal, I'm giving you a tamra. So I give him the tamra." And then we go to Bez, and Bez says, it's a suffix, it was worth a pruta, you're not kind of the house. I'm entitled to my tamra back. I'm entitled to get it back, for sure. I only gave it to you to be kind of the house. Lo halacha l'maaseh, I'm not kind of the house. I'm certainly entitled to get it back, I think.
She's stuck, so she needs to get it, or she can't, she's stuck.
she's stuck. So halacha, she's stuck. So the, but she shouldn't be stuck, because I should be in time. So I want to tell you something. I'm cheating. I'm stealing my own, telling my own shtukal Torah. The Ran, in the first parak of Kedushin, is matmiya on the riff. Normally, there's a teiku in the Gemara, the riff brings it. When the Gemara says, there's a list, if he said to her a bunch of lashaynis, when he gave it to her, he said, that's a kukasi, at all the lashaynis, safi Kedushin. So the Ran is matmiya, the riff skips it. He doesn't bring safi Kedushin, chutz meyachad. He says, one place the riff brings it, I'll tell you the one place. So the Ran is matmiya on the riff. Why does he bring safi Kedushin? It's enough community, she needs it again. So I was thinking, could be, because the riff holds like me. He holds every suffix kedushin. You give it back, it's no kedushin. What's the chutz meyachad? Gemara has a case. Kelev rotzach reha. A dog is chasing this woman. So this man comes, he has got a piece of meat. The dog likes the meat better than this woman. So he screams to her, he says, if I throw the meat to the dog, hare abu kudesh asli, with this meat that I'm going to throw to the dog on your behalf. So what are you going to say? She says, yes. So he throws the meat to the dog. So Gemara said, Safi Kedushin. Why? Because he has to throw it anyway. He's mechuyev to save her. So it's a Safi Kedushin. That one, the riff brings. So the Ran says, the only one he brings is Kalavrat Tachrea, Mao Teiku. Why only that one? Great time saying, it's very geschmack. Every Safi Kedushin, you say, Haritzu Kukasi, and you give her a pruta. Safi Kedushin, I get my pruta back. Even I gave her a diamond ring, a gold ring, I get it back. Safi Kedushin. The only one you don't get it back, Kelev Ratzachra, and you throw the meat to her, Yavade don't get it back. One side is she's Mekudeshes. The other side was you have to do it anyway, Simuchiv to do it anyway. So you don't get your money back. So it's very geschmack if what I'm saying is true, which is probably not true, but the would answer the riff in a very geschmack way. Now the Rani Estakashi does not say this, but there's got to be a teretz. But anyway, okay. So much for my digression. There is a ktsais on this innocent looking simon, a very innocent looking simon. It's a ktsais in simon ayin gimel. It's a very geschmack ktsais of cotton bays. He has the following shaila. It's really based on a Rambam, but he's done the following Shaila. If you have a Din Torah, and between two sides, a Malva and a Laiva, everyone agrees the Malva lent the Laiva $1,000. The Malva says, you have to pay me today, we made up, you're going to pay me on whatever it is, February 7th today, you're going to pay me on February 7th. And the Laiva says, no, I have 10 more days to pay you. I have 10 more days to pay you. So the shaila is, are we done at Din Torah on such a disagreement? They're not fighting over the amount of money. Everyone agrees. He lent him money. And they're done two shailas. One, whether the tzais is down, whether you do such a Din Torah, it's Pax Meshavah Pruta. What's the difference? You get it today, you get it in 10 days. My nafkamina. And secondly, whether it's a Maida B'Niksas. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about the Eid Echad says, he says I have to pay in 10 days. Eid Echad says Hayyim. Does he have to swear a Shvua on the difference between paying the same amount of money 10 days or today? Does he have to swear? Well, you don't swear on Pachas Meshavah Pruta. So it's the same Shaila, is Bezdin Dan or not? So the Rambam says, oh good, so there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, we look at the value of $100 for 10 days. If it's worth a pruta, then we do the Din Torah. If it's worth a pruta. So the Magen Mishnah says, Lo Yimitzasi Lo Yimakar B'Shas. Where did this come from? They're fighting over $100. Today, then, Lo Yimakar Lo Yimakar B'Shas. So there's a Chuvus Marit, it's all in the Ketzais. Now Marit says, I have a Makar. It's Gemara most people know. In Makis on Dav Gimel, there's a case of Edom Zaymimin. What's the case of Edom Zaymimin? Edom say, he owes him a money that he has to pay today. Actually, the case there is mekan vad eser shanim, mekan vad shloishim yayin. The leiva says I have 10 years to pay, and the edim on behalf of the malva say only have 30 days to pay. And the zaymim, what do we do to them? What do we do then? We estimate the value, the difference between having a mana for 30 days and having a mana for 10 years, even though it's ribbis. You're not allowed to charge for it. The Torah says it's ribbis, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have value. When Torah says ribbis, Torah is not saying there's no value to it. Of course, there's value to it. Just you're not allowed to charge. He's not charging it. But Zakta Marit, here's a Makar and Shas. There's a difference between 30 days and 10 years that has a value. And the Mela, we go by the value of we see there's a value. So Mela, you can have it in Torah. The Marit says that's the Makar. That you estimate the value and you and that's the difference. So he's saying we wasn't a stam alva. It was alva that we made up in time. It was not a stam alva. Stam alva was 30 days. It wasn't a stam alva. It was alva that we made up in time. The ktsais, in typical ktsais fashion, says something. You'll judge for yourself. The Ksai says, I don't get what they're talking about. And what they're talking about. This is not a din Torah over 30 days. The Malva says, you have to give me money right now. And the Leiva says, I don't have to give you money right now. They're fighting over $100. The Malva says, you have to give me $100. And the Leiva says, you don't have to give me $100. So, if, as long as it's worth a pruta, they're fighting over a pruta, they're being done on right now. He's saying you have to give it 30 days. They're not doing anything. Today, Bezna has to decide you pay today. In 30 days, in 10 years, we'll worry about it in 30 days, in 10 years.
How do you get the pay going, Bezna? You get it back to you, Bezna says it's going to get it tomorrow.
So it's, I think the Ktsais is a little, you're right, the Ktsais sounds like, I don't know, like blinders, you know, like he's nothing personal. It's like he's looking at it such a narrow way. He says that that is considered a din Torah and over just what's going on now. And
but there's admittance of a debt.
Right?
There's admittance of a debt.
Yeah, everyone admits his debt. There's no din Torah if there's debt. No shayla. Everyone agrees. Din Torah is, do you have to pay today? That's how the Ktsais looks at it. It's very, very hard to swallow. The Ktsais says something else. Now, the other time is the time. He says, Ein adyan shemidin, unless it's worth a pruta. What would you say? If I have a din Torah with somebody, I say, you sold me your car for fair market value. We agree, your car's worth X number of dollars. There's no dispute. The value of the car is clear. I say, you sold me the car yesterday. And we did a kinyan, and now I have to pay you the money. And you say, Lo macharti, I never did a kinyan. It's not true. Could you have a din Torah over that? Would you have a din Torah? Because I'll take it a din. I did this and this. You say it's not a kinyan. I say it is a kinyan. Let's go to din Torah. No? I have Edom what I did. Let the Edom say. And it says, Ein adyan shemidin b'pachs neshava pruta. There's no shava pruta. There's a $10,000 car and $10 cash. The question is, do you get the car and I get the cash? Or do I get the car and you get the cash? Correct. According to the way you're looking at it, there should be no such din Torah. It's Ein adyan shemidin b'pachs neshava pruta. There's no financial difference in the two sides. That's his taina. Elamai? No, we look at it this way. We look, the question is, I say it's my car, you say it's your car. That's a din Torah. My car, your car. It's a very big difference. You say, but you're going to have to pay the money anyway. See, so the Tzais has this shita that you look at it so narrowly, and you just look at what's going to come out today from the din Torah, not tomorrow. To me, it's not logical. It's not what a din Torah is about. But how do you answer his taina? How do you answer the taina? I say macharta, and you say loy macharti. And there's no dollar difference. There's a difference of preference. So I'm not sure how to answer his taina, but this is taina. And he says that the makar that we do dinei Torah is not makis. It's by Mitzia Dav Gimel, by Mechachomemka, by the Mishnah there, Shneim Ozen Metalis, by Mechachomemka, it's actually not based. Mechachomemka, that they're fighting over if it was sold or wasn't sold. And there's no difference. The seller got money from two people, and each one took the talis, and he says, you sold to me first, sold to me first. The seller, I don't remember. And they're having a din Torah. That's a makar. You look at it this way. You look at it only at what's today. That's the Shita Saksais. The Svara, it's not stark.
The buyer knows that he's gaining certain something. The seller has their value. To each one, it's not exactly the same.
But what is the guy? What you're saying is true, but it has nothing to do with the size.
So therefore, it's not even by just giving it back, it's not going to cancel it. Because the buyer wants it more than the seller wants
to sell. Bez doesn't give it to the one who wants it more. Give it. Bez gives it to the one that did the Kenyan. The emotions of the buyer and seller don't play a role in Bez. The fact he wants it very badly and he wants it a little badly, it doesn't play a role in Beis Din. If you didn't do a proper kinyan, even if I say, not you, but I don't like you, I don't want to sell it to you, I'll sell it to anybody, no idea. I still have a right. If it's mine, it's mine. If it's yours, it's yours. The fact that somebody wants it is not, it doesn't. But they're each going to end up with $10,000.
But the argument has to have a certain value. They can't argue over 50 cents.
So if,
when it's money that's being paid back today or in a week, it could be the whole value of the argument here is 50 cents. But here the argument is over $10,000.
So Chase is saying, if you look at the big picture, the argument is over $0. Mm-hmm. It's just the person would like to have the car. So he'd like to have this car and he wants it. Without no mishpar is way when you give only when you give money. Mishpar is kinyan kesef. Minatayra kesef is kaina. Midrabanan it's not. Midrabanan kesef is not kaina. By the car, I misspoke. It's not enough to give cash. You have to do kinyan chalipin, kinyan chatzar. Right, he didn't give him the money. He says, we did a Kenyan Chalitin, let's say. He said, we did a Kenyan on it. Well, if you hold a handshake, it's a Kenyan Bismana. I said, we did a handshake. And he says, we didn't do a handshake. Or they did something, and they didn't say what they saw. You know, you can have a case where two people argue, did I sell, didn't I? But by homes, it's all the time. Realtors, there are deals that are done, and they want to back out to get a higher offer.
Does the bring any reshown?
You would have to look at it. Usually he brings, he's bringing a raya for Macharti and Loi Macharti, Macharto and Loi Macharti. It's a Geshmak of Ketzais. He's
Ayin
Gimel Sukkot Beis. Yeah, Machaber is Sukkot Beis. There could be, if an earthquake opens up, then it'll be a very big difference. There's a potential difference. The din Torah, Beis Din sitting with a car and a bundle of cash, and the question is, who gets the cash? Who gets the car? Right? It could come to a difference in the moment.
So if it was damaged, they could have to cover.
Yeah, if it was damaged, they would definitely have
a din
Torah.
Yeah. Why can't you sell $0? Somebody could say, for me, it's worth more than $10,000.
Yeah, it could be. I'm talking about the case that I'm talking. All right, Simon Zion next week.